Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. Many people think of a podcast as just another piece of content to check off on their to-do list. But what you're missing is the most powerful role that a podcast can play, and that is a funnel that sells for you. And you might be thinking, well, how does that work? Well, guess what we're talking about today. If you've been thinking, okay, I know a podcast builds trust, but how does it actually lead me to clients? That's what this series is going to be about. And today we're going to be talking about how you can use your podcast as a funnel. We don't want to just have a show or just have a podcast to have a podcast. You keep hearing you need long form content, you need to do a podcast, but there's a better way to have a podcast, and it's not just another place to just throw up content, because that is not going to work for you. But we want our podcast to be as a tool that actually intentionally moves people from just being a listener to becoming a lead and to eventually becoming a client. I'm pretty sure that's what most of us want, right? And when most people launch their podcast, and I am so guilty of this myself with my first show, but we just end up using a podcast as another long form version of Instagram. We're just coming up with content to put up there to just say we had an episode go out, and that's not going to work for us. We don't want to just think of anything we can and it become our episode, and we think, well, we're providing lots of value, but we don't really have a clear direction. And this is exactly what I did with my previous podcast. And most podcasters do. We think we need these episodes because it's going to nurture our audience and it's going to help build credibility and get, and all of, you know, them getting to know us and all the things. And that is so true. But just because you are putting up content does not mean that it will convert. So many people will put up almost too many educational episodes. And before you know it, like, you've taught your audience everything you would have taught them if they worked with you. So what we want to do is we want to have episodes that are going to convert our clients. And when we are just posting episodes to just keep posting episodes, two things are going to happen. Your listeners are going to just pick and choose which episodes they want to listen to. And you know, you probably do this with some shows you follow. You just see a title and you're like, oh, that looks good. And then you kind of skim through and see what other ones you might want to listen to, which goes very well into how you title your episodes, because we want them to listen to all of them. Another thing that a listener might do is they're just going to listen to whatever episode you post regardless, because they love you and your show. And you also have shows that you probably follow that you do that with as well. So I want you to ask yourself why that is. With both types of shows, with the shows that you just like pick and choose which episodes, why do you think that is? Why do you not listen to all of them? And then the ones you listen to every single episode, regardless of what the title says, why is that? That's what I want you to lean into when you're thinking about your podcast. What we want to do is we want to have a plan to have our listeners want to binge our show. They want to listen to every episode we put out there, and they want to get the most of what we have to say. That is why I teach my clients to build a podcast funnel and not just to have a show. Now, in complete full transparency, that's what I used to do. And honestly, that's what I used to teach, is just come up with a list of episode ideas and questions that people have asked you and content you want to talk about. And then you'll always have episodes and you'll always have things to talk about. But what that did is it causes burnout. And I couldn't figure out why so many people were stopping their podcast until I did. They were just constantly trying to think of the next thing they wanted to talk about. And maybe they got a few episodes ahead, or even they did plan out a month, but then that was it. It's not much different than just trying to come up with content for social media and like, what are you going to post on Instagram this week or TikTok or wherever you are? Only the podcast is once a week. So it's just like, you think, okay, I'm going to have this list and I'm just going to pick and choose. And that's what I did. But when you give each episode a job and you turn each of the episodes, like each month becomes a little series, I call it my mini monthly series, which is typically about 4 episodes, that leads your listeners somewhere. Each episode leads to the next. I'm going to get more into this in a second, but it leads them somewhere, and they're not just listening to random episodes again. If each of your episodes could stand alone, you're going to have to do your very best to make sure that each and every single one of those episodes sells. And that is exhausting. How do I know? I know because I did it. But when we build a strategy, it helps your podcast work for you. So let's kind of talk about this little mini funnel that I teach. And basically, this is what I teach all my clients is you structure your podcast. And I do this with my own as well, but I do this each quarter so that you have at least 3 months planned out. So I help my clients plan out 3 months of content, but basically each month is a little mini series. So we're going to base that on 4 episodes. So what I have them do is we decide on what the theme is for the month. So this is usually something you're leading them to. Ultimately, we want every series to lead to your signature offer, to want to work with you. But the first 3 episodes, it could be a freebie to DM you, maybe just send them to your website, whatever it might be. And if that month, maybe you're not in a launch or you're not accepting clients or whatever it might be, that could just be to a wait list, but you want to send them somewhere. But each series, we're going to use it like a funnel. And basically what it's going to do is I teach the DRA framework, and this is discover, relate, and act. I know that's only 3. I'll get to the 4th one is your offer, but I'll get to that in a second. Next week, I'm actually going to go way more in depth about what each episode should be so that this will make a lot more sense. So if this is kind of just a basic overview. So make sure you tune in next week because I'm going to go way more in depth. But instead of guessing what to say each week or taking your list and saying, oh, I want to talk about this, you actually are building an intentional journey for the listener to follow that warms them up into a lead and then guides them into your offer to working with you. Now, you can casually be mentioning your offer in these first 3 episodes, but the ultimate goal is to get them to keep listening to the following episodes because it's not very often that someone is going to hire you after 1 episode. They want more from you. They may know after 1 episode that you're for them. I've done this. But they need to like seal the deal, so to say, which is why we have this little mini funnel that they can keep going through. So that episode will send them to the next one until it gets them to that final episode of the series, which leads them to your offer. So when you think about how this works, this actually works better than it's like, okay, let's think of this traditional funnel that we always talk about in business. You have like a lead magnet or a freebie some kind of opt-in. That leads them into an email sequence, whether that's a webinar, whatever, then it talks about your offers, or you might start with social media, or you may have even used your podcast if you already have one as, okay, I have this podcast, then it goes here, then it goes here, then it goes here, and then down into my offer. Still so useful, and I want you to still use it. You will want to direct your listeners to your email list for sure, but the podcast is the nurture, and I like to say it's also doing the selling as well. So it's kind of like this little mini funnel within a bigger funnel to where your podcast could almost sell for you, but they may want to opt into something. And then the emails just kind of are like the little icing on the cake because your listener doesn't need 10 emails that she might not even read if you're using your episodes in this way. It's not going to take her however long you have your welcome sequence. I know most email people say do it like every couple of days, but your welcome sequence could be a couple of weeks long. What if they binge these 4 episodes and they're like, oh, I want to work with her already. So she just needs these 4 episodes that make her say, wow, she really gets me and she understands what I'm going through and she has a solution. I'm in. Now, does that mean that every single time it's going to only take 1 funnel? No, but just to give you this idea, if you have, let's just say 4 make this easy, 30-minute episodes, that's 2 hours that they've just spent with you in their ear. That's a lot more than reading an email every few days. Do you kind of see where I'm going with this? This makes not only podcasting so much easier, but just your content in general. If you end up repurposing these episodes in this funnel, that's going to carry over to wherever you repurpose them. So if you're putting these in an email, well, then your email has a little mini funnel. And if you repurpose them onto Instagram, you get the idea, like you have this little mini funnel that's selling for you. And this has definitely made podcasting feel so much better for me this time. I may look like I am just starting a fresh new podcast, only being 6 episodes in, but I had 67 episodes on another podcast that I did not do this for. And this time I just feel so much better. I feel more confident. And it's just like, I already know what I'm talking about. I've already have this funnel that's going to work for me, and that I'm not just picking content from a list and deciding when I need to record them. It just makes it so much easier both ways around. So this idea of a mini funnel works because it starts at the top and it leads them down to the end. And like I said, next week, I'm going to go so much more in depth on this. But if this idea of a podcast mini funnel, it just kind of sounds like that sounds so much better, and you're loving this idea of how this podcast could work for you, I want you to start with my private audio training. It's called Are You Ready for a Podcast? Even if you already have a podcast, you can listen to it because it does talk through the things that you should have if you didn't set up your podcast correctly the first time. It'll walk you through the foundational strategy, all of the steps that you need to take before you even hit record, just so that you know what you are talking about in your podcast. And I'm going to link that below. And like I said before, next week, I'm going to walk through the actual structure of the monthly mini funnel and what each episode, or what should go in each step, not should, but what can go in each episode, to how you can build this, like, basically like you're intentionally building this trust within, and how to design your content to convert and work for you. So I will see you in next week's episode.